Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to the readings for this coming Sunday, which is the third Sunday of Easter. I'm hoping to make a real mind change in you. This is not the third Sunday after Easter. This is the third Sunday of Easter. 50 days to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 50 days to particularly, though we should do it all year, but 50 days to particularly celebrate what God has done for us in saving us, in redeeming us, in giving us the hope of eternal life. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we should be out turning cartwheels. I wish I could. I would. We should be rejoicing and celebrating in the goodness and the kindness of God. And if you have not yet experienced it, please come. Come close to the throne of God. Ask for the mercy of God in your own life. He has so much he wants to do for you. But he never, as I've often said on this program, he never violates our free will. Never. So it's up to you. It's entirely up to you. The entrance antiphon for Sunday's Mass says, "Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Render him glorious praise. Alleluia. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption." We have been adopted, brothers and sisters, as sons and daughters of God because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. He paid the price of our redemption. He made it possible for us to live forever. So rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection, your resurrection and mine. We can look forward to it. Come, listen to his voice. And as I've said so often, I've seen that unforgiveness is one of the biggest obstacles to growing in the grace of God. And we have on our website, renewalministries.net, we have a CD called Captured by Mercy. I also have a booklet, but this is the CD Captured by Mercy. You can purchase that CD online. And I know, as it has for many others, will unlock the doors that have kept you bound in so many ways. God wants you free. He wants you to exult and rejoice in his forgiveness, his mercy, his work on your behalf, the work of living in the flesh, the work of dying on the cross for your salvation and mine. So take a look. If you don't have the CD, please take a look. There's also a free booklet offered at the end of the program, but this CD you can purchase by going online to renewalministries.net. Let's take a look again at the Acts of the Apostles, so pertinent in these days since the resurrection. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, and then 17 to 19. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer." That his Christ would suffer. "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." God did it on your behalf. You nor I could have paid the penalty for our sin. Christ, in obedience to his Father, did it on our behalf. Therefore, let's repent and turn away. Let's just not keep going in our own sin-filled way. Let's begin to turn around to the light and to the glory of God. Really, it's there. It's waiting for you. but we have to turn from darkness. Lord, let your face shine on us. That's the source of the true light. God's face shining on us, radiating eternal light, makes the way brilliantly clear, encourages, supports, helps us on our way. When I call, answer me, O just God. You who relieve me when I am in distress, have pity on me and hear my prayer. Let your face shine on us. Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him. Lord, let your face shine on us. O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into my heart. Lord, let your face shine on us. As soon as I lie down, I fall peacefully asleep, for you alone, O Lord, bring security to my dwelling. Lord, let your face shine on us. Lord, let your face shine on us. Make that your prayer today. Make that your prayer all weekend. Lord, let your face shine on us. It reveals our goodness, it reveals our weakness, it reveals our sin, it reveals our virtue. But it draws us deeper into the heart of Christ, and we're not humiliated. We're humbled, but we're not humiliated. And when we live in the truth, we are set free. First letter of John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins. He paid the price on the cross for your sins and mine. So how stupid it is to go on sinning. Now, we are sinful creatures. We can't totally avoid it, but we can avoid all the deliberate things we choose to do that are wrong, not right, in thanksgiving for this God who has set us free. Someone once said to me, well, I didn't ask him to do it for me, so I don't owe him anything. I honestly wept for that, when in reality we owe him everything. The life and the chance for eternal life is God's gift. We can reject it or accept it. If we accept it, we choose to live in the light, and that light actually sets us free. It doesn't humiliate, it doesn't destroy, it sets free. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. That's an indicator that Jesus Christ is my God, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. The way we can be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments, are liars. There it is. And the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Keeps his word doesn't mean that we can be absolutely perfect at it. The antidote is that we repent when we fail. We acknowledge our sin. And God sets us free. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48. We've been reading this before in the weeks past, but again, this is the disciples on the road to Emmaus. This is such a rich passage with so many lessons in it. The church brings us back to it again and again. This is now after the crucifixion of Christ, and two disciples had just walked away. Well, it was done. It was over. He was dead. This whole great plan, the promises, none of them were true. And so these two disciples had turned away. And you remember, Jesus walks with them, but they don't recognize him because, you know, he just died. So it couldn't be him. Might resemble him, but it couldn't be him. That's how they're thinking. That's what happens to us. So they're walking along and Jesus is asking them, what happened? He elicits from them the whole horrible story of what they've been through. And now these two disciples, after they meet Jesus, come back to the other apostles and they're telling them what happened to them and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. And this is the important piece for today, the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, thought that they were seeing a ghost. But he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your heart? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me. See, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them, so they could see he was real. And then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." You are a witness. Brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we too, in a certain sense, can be witnesses to the grace and the mercy and the love of God for us. We can be witnesses to that, but we can't be witnesses just because we've read words on a page. We become witnesses because the word here is living, it's active. Jesus wants to reveal himself to us as he did with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. He explained the scriptures to them. That tilled the soil of their hearts. That's how they began to look at this stranger, so to speak, who was walking with them differently. And they said later, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he explained the scriptures to us?" And then Jesus looks like he's going to go on. You know the story. And the disciples, these two, urge him to stay. And he stays. And what he does is basically the Eucharist. He breaks bread. And they recognized him, says the scripture. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. So it's the word and the Eucharist. It's the word and the Eucharist through which Jesus reveals himself to us. How frequently are you reading his word, praying his word? How frequently are you participating of the Eucharist? These are the two key ways. God is not hindered by anything, but these are the two key ways in which he reveals himself to us. Do those two ways have a solid place in the center of your life and your daily schedule, insofar as that's possible? How many of you let the Eucharist and the Word of God shape your life and give you strength for the journey? How many of you? Please, those of you who listen to this program, please. The Catechism tells us we feed on two tables, the table of the Word and the table of his body. I beg you, feed if you can daily, but feed as frequently as you can, that you may know him and love him and serve him. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.